Well, thank you for your interest in becoming a Christian anarchist. Here's what I'm offering, and it's sort of unusual, but I'm in unusual circumstances. As it turns out, last year my home, which was also the intergalactic headquarters of Vine and Fig Tree, my little business, my little nonprofit, was destroyed by a tornado. I was at that time taking care of my mother. She had a really bad case of pneumonia and some other problems which left her mentally and physically disabled. So I was caring for her when the tornado hit. She was airlifted up to a regional hospital and returned to me on a feeding tube. And if you click the little link that says CV right below the sign-up box, you'll see my schedule, which is pretty, well, it's pretty demanding. It's something I've got to do every couple of hours, really, for her, which means I'm not getting the sleep I wanted. Thank you for letting me whine about that a little bit. But here's the problem. Basically, the insurance company was paying for a rental house, but the house has not been rebuilt yet. So I'm facing eviction. And wouldn't you know, I'm facing kind of like homelessness. And I've got my dear mother in check with me. So what I'm trying to do is to raise enough money for rent. And here's what I propose. Type in your email address and the amount that you're willing to pledge. And your pledge is a tax-deductible donation to a nonprofit organization. And I would like to suggest that I think a program like this, and it's a 95-day program. I'll explain how I come up with the 95 number in a minute. 95-day program. And I think a comparable coaching program where you have interaction with somebody that you think is a reasonable person who can give you an objective outsider view, a third eye, look at your blind spots kind of approach and help you pursue a subject or a path that you want to take. Usually these cost several hundred dollars a month. So for 3 months, we're talking at least $1,000. But I'm willing to sell this program for a tax-deductible donation of $95. As I said, it's a 95-day program. That's a dollar a day. I need 10 people to sign up for a dollar a day, and that'll cover my rent, and that'll keep me floating here. And maybe if you can't afford a dollar a day, you could afford a dime a day, and that's great too. Whatever you can pledge will be great. What you get is every day you'll receive an email, and it tells you what the assignments are, and I'll tell you just in a minute what the books we're going to cover are. Also an opportunity to join in a live webinars for question and answers. We'll have a closed Facebook group so we can talk about some of these issues. People with lots of other information to bear. I've got lots of resources which are, you can tell that there's a lot of links on this page. There's links to, I think Vine and Fig Tree has in the neighborhood of 3,000 web pages and blog posts on the internet. So there's a lot of resources out there. I want to make sure that you feel confident that you're going in a good direction and you're standing on solid ground. So I can answer questions if you're looking for more information, help you find some more resources, and there's a lot to cover here. Why 95 days? Well, obviously, I think it should be clear by now that we're going to read the Bible. That's part of the reading program here. And we're going to read the Bible in chronological order. This was very important, I believe. I believe that Western liberty and our rising standard of living were a result of the influence of the Bible in Western civilization. Before the Bible became publicly accessible through the Gutenberg press, through translation to the so-called vulgar tongue, the Bible was locked up, it was inaccessible, and things really started moving, I believe, when the Bible became publicly accessible. I believe public schools, common schools as they were called, were created in order to teach everybody the Bible, so that it wasn't the case that only the king's children or only priests had access to education. It was the view of the Protestant Reformation that everyone should have access to the Bible, and because as one reformer, he was known as the morning star of the Reformation, John Wycliffe. He put together an English translation of the Bible back in 1384, and he said, "This Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people." Now, you've heard that, I'm sure, from Abe Lincoln, but I think from what I can tell in the Columbia Dictionary of Quotations and other sources, This was in his prologue. I don't happen to have a copy of the 1384 edition of Wycliffe's English translation in the prologue, but I've been told that's in there. So anyway, I think it expresses an idea which did come out of the Protestant Reformation, and that was that the Bible was something that enabled ordinary laymen, not just the clergy, not just princes, not just popes, but ordinary laymen to exercise dominion over the earth and to exercise an influence on their culture and to begin to govern themselves, govern their families, govern their businesses, and govern their society in a way that raised their standard of living and brought prosperity. Because that's what the Bible says. The Bible says if you put these principles into practice, you'll be blessed. So, every day we'll read one of Martin Luther's famous 95 theses, not because they're infallible, but because they're influential, they're important, they're significant, and I think it'll have some interesting things to say. I think it will be revealing. Then I've got 95 theses of my own, very unpretentious of me, 95 vine and fig tree theses on Christian anarchism, basically going through the Bible, starting in Genesis, going chronologically, and highlighting some important points in the Bible in 95 new theses. Of course, we'll be reading the Bible every day, a little bit every day. You know, it only takes about 11 minutes a day to read the Bible through in a year. And so it only takes about 20 minutes or 30 minutes or so to get through the Bible. We're going to be reading the Bible in chronological order, which means not in the way that the books are found in most Bibles, but in the order of the events as they occurred historically. Plus, that allows us to create harmonies. That is to say, when you have one or more book which chronicles the same event, you don't have to read both perspectives. You can combine them into one perspective, which we'll do. And so it'll take a little less time than it would otherwise take to read the whole Bible. And then we're going to read another book, defending Christian anarchism, although it's not written from an explicitly Christian perspective. It is a Christian treatment of anarchism, and it shows how we can heal our world in an age of aggression by repudiating archist techniques and adopting anarchist perspectives and techniques. I think you'll really enjoy this book. It's by Dr. Mary Ruart, a research chemist and scientist. The book is thoroughly documented with, it looks like 1,000 or more footnotes. It's an excellent book. And we'll also be picking up some character traits along the way, looking at the traits of a Christian anarchist. Every day you get an email that says, here's what we're going to do, here's the web page to go to. That will have an audio recording. You can download the recording and listen to it in your car. If you have a half an hour commute, then you can listen to every day's recording on your way to work and on your way back home, because it's going to be about an hour each day to read through these two books, the Bible and Healing Our World, plus the two groups of 95 theses, and to look at some character traits. And again, the price of this is your donation, tax-deductible donation to Vine and Fig Tree, and I need to know by Friday, February 15th, if you're on board and what your pledge is. And if I don't get enough money to pay the rent, then I can't do this. So I'm hoping to get enough donors, enough pledges in so that I can write you all back. Be sure to include your email address, and I'll say, thank you for your pledge. We've gotten over the limit. I'm going to be able to pay my rent. And we'll go, and then I'll send you a link to a PayPal button that you can pay, and we'll get started. So it'll be a week after next before we actually get started working our daily program here. But I do really, really believe that this will be a eye-opening, life-changing event for you in just 95 days. Now, I have to tell you that I'm working on a year-long program in which we read the Bible and a little more slowly, and answer more questions, get into some of the more detailed issues, and also four other books, not just one book, but four other books, which I believe will solidify your understanding of Christian anarchism and really provide one of the most profound, beneficial transformations in your entire life. You're going to be amazed. That's a year-long program, and there's a link to on the page where you can see the website that's emerging, the program as it's emerging, why it's important, why I recommend it. After the 95 days are up, you'll be invited to upgrade to admittedly a more expensive program, but we'll play that by ear, because I have no idea where I'm even going to be living in 95 days from now. So thank you for listening as far as you have. I hope you'll consider getting on board and giving me a chance to to talk with you about becoming a Christian anarchist. And thank you for your pledge, if you're making a pledge. And I hope to see you in the members area, our private little Facebook group, where we can begin talking about some of these big, big issues.